Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Shahida Arabi presents a self-help and trauma recovery guide for people seeking to understand and leave relationships marked by narcissistic abuse. The book belongs to the practical psychology and survivor recovery category, rather than a clinical diagnostic manual, although it draws on psychological concepts, trauma language, survivor accounts, and therapeutic ideas. Its purpose is to help readers identify patterns such as manipulation, chronic devaluation, projection, gaslighting, emotional dependency, and trauma bonding, then reduce the emotional authority of the abusive person. The provocative language of devalue and discard is used as a reversal of tactics often associated with narcissistic abuse, shifting attention from the abuser toward survivor safety, self-protection, and inner resources. Arabi also emphasizes self-supply, meaning the rebuilding of validation, stability, and identity from sources other than the abusive relationship. The result is a comprehensive recovery-oriented work aimed at recognition, detachment, and long-term healing. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, narcissistic abuse is framed as a patterned system of control rather than isolated conflict. A central contribution of the book is its treatment of narcissistic abuse as a repeated relational pattern, not merely a series of arguments or personality clashes. Arabi focuses on behaviors commonly described by survivors, including blame shifting, projection, gaslighting, triangulation, false charm, and chronic devaluation. The practical value of this framing is that it helps readers stop interpreting each incident as accidental or solvable through better communication alone. If manipulation is understood as part of a broader control cycle, then the survivor can evaluate the relationship by repeated effects rather than by occasional apologies. Displays of affection or public charisma. The book also highlights the confusion created when the abusive person presents one image in public and another in private. This split can lead victims to doubt their own perceptions because outsiders may see only charm, competence, or generosity. By naming these tactics, Arabi gives readers a vocabulary for experiences that often feel fragmented. The emphasis is not on diagnosing every difficult person, but on recognizing destructive patterns that erode autonomy, confidence, and emotional safety over time. Secondly, trauma bonds explain why leaving can feel psychologically difficult even after abuse is recognized. The book gives significant attention to trauma bonding, an attachment pattern that can form when harm and intermittent affection occur in the same relationship. Arabi describes how inconsistent reward, fear, relief, longing, and hope can create a powerful emotional attachment to the person causing pain. This is important because many survivors blame themselves for returning, hesitating, or missing the abuser after deciding to leave. The trauma bond framework shifts the question from why did the survivor not simply walk away to what psychological and emotional conditioning made separation so difficult. Arabi also discusses the idea of biochemical or addictive dimensions of abusive relationships, using it to explain the intensity of withdrawal, rumination, and craving for validation. The point is not to reduce recovery to brain chemistry, but to show that the bond is more than ordinary affection. This perspective encourages concrete recovery strategies reducing contact, interrupting cycles of reward and punishment, seeking support, and tolerating emotional withdrawal without treating it as evidence that the relationship was healthy. Understanding the bond makes detachment a process rather than a single decision. Thirdly, devaluing the abuser means reducing emotional authority, not copying abusive behavior. The title language can sound confrontational, but the book uses devalue and discard mainly as a reversal of the emotional hierarchy created by abuse. Narcissistic abuse often positions the abuser as the source of approval, meaning, desirability, and reality testing. Arabi encourages readers to devalue that authority by seeing the manipulative pattern clearly and refusing to treat the abuser as the final judge of their worth. In this sense, devaluation is cognitive and protective rather than cruel. It involves lowering the perceived importance of the abuser's feedback, promises, insults, and performances. Discarding refers to exiting the toxic dynamic through boundaries, no contact or low contact strategies where appropriate, and deliberate refusal to re-enter the same cycle. The reasoning is practical. As long as the survivor continues seeking validation from the person who benefits from withholding it, the abuse cycle remains active. The book, therefore, treats detachment as a disciplined relocation of attention. Instead of waiting for closure from the abuser, the reader is guided to create distance. Protect emotional resources and evaluate future behavior by consistency rather than intensity. Fourthly, self-supply replaces dependence on external validation with rebuilt identity and support. Self-supply is one of the most distinctive concepts in the book because it adapts language associated with narcissistic supply and redirects it toward survivor recovery. In abusive dynamics, validation may become scarce, unpredictable, and controlled by the abuser. Arabi argues that healing requires building sources of worth and stability that do not depend on winning approval from the harmful person. This includes emotional self-validation, supportive relationships, creative or meaningful work, trauma-informed care, physical regulation, and renewed attention to personal values. The concept is useful because it addresses a common gap in breakup advice. Leaving the relationship does not automatically restore identity after prolonged devaluation. Survivors may need to relearn preferences, boundaries, strengths, and instincts that were dismissed or punished. Arabi treats self-supply as an active practice rather than a slogan. It helps readers shift from reactive monitoring of the abuser to deliberate investment in their own nervous system, social world, and long-term goals. The practical implication is that recovery requires replacement, not just removal. A harmful attachment loses force when healthier forms of connection, validation, and self-trust become available. Lastly, the book combines survivor validation, research-informed ideas, and practical recovery tools. Arabi writes for survivors who need both explanation and validation, and this shapes the structure of the book. It blends psychological concepts, references to trauma recovery, survivor stories, and practical suggestions rather than following the narrower format of an academic text. This hybrid approach is one reason the book has been widely used in the narcissistic abuse recovery space. It gives readers language for private experiences, while also offering steps such as recognizing manipulation, interrupting rumination, setting boundaries, and seeking trauma-informed support. The breadth is a strength because narcissistic abuse affects cognition, attachment, identity, social confidence, and bodily stress responses. At the same time, the book is best read as a recovery guide rather than a substitute for therapy, legal advice, safety planning, or formal clinical assessment. Some readers may also find its length and repeated emphasis on abusive patterns demanding. That limitation reflects the intended audience. People emerging from confusion may benefit from repetition and validation, while readers seeking a concise diagnostic overview may prefer a shorter clinical resource. Its value lies in integrating many survivor-centered concerns into one accessible framework. In conclusion, this book is most useful for readers who suspect they have been affected by narcissistic abuse, survivors trying to make sense of a confusing relationship, and practitioners or support workers looking for survivor-centered language around manipulation, trauma bonds, and recovery. Its practical benefit is that it connects recognition with action. Readers are not only shown common abuse tactics, they are also encouraged to reduce the abuser emotional authority, create distance where safe and possible, and rebuild identity through self-supply, intellectually. The book helps clarify why destructive relationships can remain compelling even after the harm is obvious, especially through its discussion of trauma bonding and intermittent reinforcement. Compared with many books in the same category, it stands out for its broad synthesis of survivor testimony, trauma-informed concepts, and practical recovery strategies. It is more expansive and emotionally validating than a narrow clinical overview, yet more structured than a purely personal memoir. Its limitations are also worth noting: the tone and repetition may feel heavy for readers seeking a brief or detached treatment of narcissistic personality dynamics. Still, for readers needing a comprehensive guide focused on the aftermath of abuse and the process of reclaiming self-trust, it occupies a distinctive place in the trauma recovery and toxic relationship literature. If you would like to support Shahida Arabi, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.